The Master Secret. Down through the ages, once have wanted to know, who is God? What is God? There have been definitions. Wise ones have come up with an explanation, a description of God, and yet that is not God. They may describe an aspect of God, but not all of God, for to describe and to define God is to limit it. God is not a him or a her, not even an it as in gender, but an ongoing infinite energy which is forever expanding from before time again. And after the purpose of time has been fulfilled, believe it or not, there is purpose to time. After that purpose has been fulfilled, you as the one mind, the extension and expression of the one mind, will keep on expanding, forever asking, not in words, but in the beingness of energy, what more can I experience? What more can I create? Where can I express? You will keep on creating universes upon universes within universes, physical and spiritual, to the place where you know yourself truly as spirit, not defined by anything, not limited by anything. And yet you have chosen, volunteered to be within this incarnation to take form, to coalesce the light and the energy that you are, to take form and to walk with other brothers and sisters who yet believe that there has to be a form that they can reach out and touch, a form that they can see, a form that they can speak with. You have said, I will one more time as the light and the love of the Father, Mother, God, Goddess, all that is, and I will speak with my brothers and sisters, but more than that, I will be with them in the essence of all, in the essence of one. You are a master. We have spoken of this in other days and other times. You, because you are a master, before this incarnation and before many other incarnations, have looked upon what was happening in the 3D reality, or sometimes 2D, and you have said, I will go and bring my light and my wisdom, as much as will be acceptable into the experience of the whole. And so, as the master that you have come one more time to serve the awakening of the collective consciousness in the realization of oneness. I know that you question this. You say, well, if I'm here to serve the awakening, and I can see all these issues that are going on, not only in the collective, but also in my individual life, how can I be a master? Why, if I'm a master, would I ever choose to come into such an experience? Well, it is because you are a master that you did choose, and every day you choose. The overall master secret, and it is not a secret, it is for everyone to know, the master secret is choice. The fact that you have choice, you can choose to abide with the news media and say, oh my God, it is so bad. I don't know how this is ever going to work out. I feel so bad for my brothers and sisters who have to go through the wars, the violence that the news media reports. How is it ever going to lead to an awakening? In that moment, you have a most wonderful gift, the gift of choice. You can choose to stay in that place where you say how bad it is. Or you can say it is completion and demonstration, which truly it is. It is completion, sometimes on the individual level, and many times it is a demonstration for the brothers and sisters to see and to have opportunity to feel empathy, oneness. Many times ones of the brothers and sisters who are going through great disasters, violence, having all the family members perhaps giving up the body in most torturous ways, are masters who have volunteered to play that part. Now, I'm not saying that it is easy, and I'm not saying that they do not suffer, because they do. They know human body experience. They know human emotion. But above and beyond that, the soul of them, the true being of them, is a master who has agreed to play the part so that others can look upon it and see what is happening is not loving and that it is not of oneness. It is of division and the untruth of separation. So when you look upon what your news media will bring to you, you have the moment of identification with what is going on. You understand the appearance. You know what is going on. Then you move into the place, as a conscious choice, to thank them for what they are doing, to bring to the place where you can say, I am complete with it. I want to be in love. I want to greet everyone in love, and I want to have all misunderstandings resolved to the place of understanding oneness. When ones will come and bring you an example where there is opportunity to look with human emotion on something, you have the most wonderful master tool of choice. It is so simple that it is overlooked many times. It is simplicity itself to choose, not to react, not to judge, not even to see that there would be something to judge, but to be thankful that they are showing the completion of man, woman's inhumanity to man and woman. Even on a more personal scale, when you have friends who perhaps see things differently than you do, and they bring up the opportunity where you could see divisiveness, you have choice. You can look beyond what they are saying, as you have done, and love them as the being, the true being that they are. The words do not matter. You do not realize the great power of choice, because separate ego will bring to you the possibility that you could look at this in judgment, saying, "Ah, but it feels so good to stand in judgment because I am superior. I don't know why they are doing what they are doing, so I'm going to judge it." And so you do, for a moment or so, and that is okay, because now you know you do not have to stay there. You recognize, "I am standing in a place where I don't have to be. I have the power of choice, of moving out of whatever I have thought the truth, lowercase t, of this situation is. And I have the power of choice to know the truth, capital T, of the situation. Whether it has to do with relationships and the healing thereof, or if it has to do with the body and the healing of the body, you have choice to how you look upon it. The healing of the planet, the healing of all the knowledge you have brought into this incarnation, you have choice. Now, as I have said, it is simplicity itself. It is so simple that separated ego often downplays it and says, "Ah, yes, but you know, it really feels good to get a little bit of anger going here. I can spend a minute or two with a few choice words, and you can. But the wonderful part that I want you to understand is that you have, and you do not use the power of choice, whether to abide there or to choose to let it go. I watch you. I see you as you are letting it go more and more quickly, as you are choosing to be in a place that says, 'I know love, I feel love. This other is only drama. This other is passing,' and it is. I know the feeling of expansiveness of love, and this is where I choose to abide." And once you choose to abide in the space of love, you find yourself laughing at the other part of you that has gotten so worked up about something. There is a quotation in another treatise I have authored that says, "I could choose peace instead of this." But this lifetime, you have feelings of judgment. You know human emotions. You know how it feels to have judgment, but you also know how to step out of that space. Your beloved friends, the four-footed ones, your beloved pets, do not spend much time in judgment. They can have reaction, but then it passes very quickly. Everything that you call forth is there because you have called it forth to give you opportunity to choose, to give you opportunity to have the human emotion that is quite well-trained because of many, many lifetimes, and then to have the power of choice to say, "Well, I can stay really angry at the situation," or, "I don't think it's worth the energy." Other ones' judgments, even other ones' facial expressions, belong to them. And if they have certain facial expressions that you could interpret as being rather down-putting, you can laugh. They may wonder what you're laughing at, and you can say, "Well, I just remembered something funny." And you can go on. It changes the whole energy. The Master knows the secret. The secret is choice as to where you will abide. There is no judgment in it. You do not judge yourself for spending a minute, 5 minutes, 5 days in a certain place of judgment. And sooner or later, sometimes later, you move out of that space as you have choice and you have power. That is your power, the power of choice which you have built into this reality. As I have said, it is so simple that it is often overlooked. And we have spoken many times of the power of the smile. When you are toe-to-toe with someone and you feel really strongly about what he or she said to you, all of a sudden the idea may come, "I don't have to resist this, I can smile." Then you smile and the other one will ask himself or herself, "What page are they on? They're not on the same page of the script as I am. They must have skipped forward somewhere," and then the energy changes. Try that. The next time when you have a person who is perhaps wanting to give you a hard time, you do not have to take it, you can smile. You can choose to be in a space of true communication, common union, which a smile can bring forth, or perhaps you can choose to walk away in love. You do not have to abide in the place of judgment. You do not have to abide in the place that is unpleasant, even a physical place. You can walk away from it. You can speak your truth, knowing that perhaps another one will not hear it quite the way that you are wanting them to hear it. That does not matter. You smile and you walk away from it. Many, many lifetimes you have embroiled yourself in drama, heavy, heavy drama, not knowing that there was any alternative to it. Many lifetimes you have acted according to habitual generational teaching that says if someone throws a stone at you, you have to throw one back at them, whether it be physical or whether it be a mental judgment or a word. But now you know you have the power of choice. You can smile with your bright eyes and move on to something that is more pleasant. You are a great master who is remembering the simplicity of choice or the power of choice. You can choose where you want to be. You can change your world by your choice as to where you will abide. That is your power. Abide with me. Laugh often. In the lifetime that is so famous and written about, I laughed often with you, my disciples. For truly, life can be heavy, but it does not have to be. It can be light and taken lightly, and I choose, as I chose in this day and time, as I walk with you and as you, I choose to walk lightly and to laugh often, because the drama is just that, and it is passing and it is evolving. Choose to look on the bright side of things. Choose to look for the light. Choose where you will abide, in light, in love, and with me always. So be it.